Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 10th of May. There are media reports that US President Biden intends to announce an increase in taxes on US consumers of goods from China. The tax hike announcement is expected next week, focusing on electric vehicles and solar products. This tax increase is not as broad as the taxes that were imposed by US President Trump, but it is part of a wider trend that is unlikely to reverse anytime soon. In a world of structural change, scapegoat economics and prejudiced politics are unfortunate reactions to uncertainty. Economic nationalism is a part of that. Taxing US consumers in this way is likely to contribute to the deglobalization process, albeit fairly slowly. There will, of course, be attempts to evade the taxes as well. Supply chains shifted in response to the Trump taxes, for instance. Economic nationalism generally reduces overall economic efficiency. In contrast, localization, where businesses choose to relocate closer to their customers, tends to increase economic efficiency. We will also get the US May Michigan consumer sentiment data today. This now serves, primarily, as a reminder of the unreliability of survey evidence and the polarization of politics in the United States. The gulf between the views of registered Democrats and registered Republicans remains huge. The inflation expectations component gets attention because inflation is a lingering concern. But, as ever, this is primarily about current food and current fuel prices rather than future inflation on a broad range of prices. Food prices are actually falling in about a third of US cities, but the cost of filling up the family fleet of sports utility vehicles has been rising of late. Do inflation expectations actually matter? Not economically, at least not most of the time. They're only relevant if consumers are able to act upon them. If higher inflation expectations push up wage demands, then there is a feedback loop that economists need to worry about. That is not happening at the moment. Indeed, wage growth has tended to surprise by being lower than expected. UK first quarter GDP was somewhat stronger than expected. As yet, the negative GDP growth reported at the end of 2023 has not been revised away. Probably will be, but these revisions can take several years to work through. Fewer industrial action activities in the first quarter will have helped to boost the growth rate, and consumers seem to be a little bit more willing to spend, too. The construction sector was a drag on activity. It did rain rather a lot in the first quarter, which never helps. The Bank of England meeting yesterday had the central bank sort of joining the easing party that was set in motion by the Swiss National Bank. There were two votes for a rate cut, and Governor Bailey was clearly signalling that rate cuts are coming. The debate is whether it's a June or an August rate cut at the moment, and as expected, the focus is on how enduring the decline in inflation is likely to be. The narrative is, as expected, one of interest rates following inflation lower to prevent policy becoming too restrictive in real terms. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.